B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
It's brought to you by Amazon. Deliver thousands of smiles with Amazon. They're now hiring full-time delivery drivers in the Boston area. Apply at amazon.com/bostonjobs. Amazon's an equal opportunity employer. Hi, Kathleen.
Hey.
What can we do for you?
So I started dating this guy, Vince. Well, I should probably tell you. So Vince is my brother's best friend in the entire world. Okay? So I know that's a little weird.
Yeah.
But we've known each other for years. We've like always kind of had a flirtation. I didn't think my brother would be really cool about us dating, so it's just not something that I ever really pursued. But we went to this party one night and we both got, you know, a little drunk, and all the like built up energy that we've had over the years just kind of came out, and we started dating, and it's been great. It's been awesome. And all of a sudden, after like all these dates of us connecting and really hitting it off, he stopped calling me and is acting really weird and keeps postponing our dates that we're supposed to have and making up bullshit excuses. And I don't know.
I can tell you what it is.
Okay.
He heard a story about you that he didn't know about from your brother. Probably your brother was like, oh man, that's cool that you're going out with my sister, even though that one time in college she played a circus seal under a table.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You know, circus blowing the horns.
No, part of me thinks that maybe my brother started to think that it was too weird, or maybe him or my brother had a fight or something. I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? High risk, high reward, or high risk and high failure. This is one of those. So we'll call him for you next, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, second date update on the 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So we just spoke to Kathleen, who, let's just get this out of the way. She was going out with this dude, Vince, who is her brother's best friend.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. when you weigh the pro and cons of that, that's definitely a check in the con side.
So many ways that could go south.
Big time. And it's like ruining like multiple relationships. You now randomly, like, what was the last interaction you guys had?
Let's see. We went to this really nice wine bar a couple nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
We slept there that night. The next day, we got up and had breakfast, and we were supposed to get together again that night, and he canceled on me. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
I mean, it's now like the third time that he's postponed something, so I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know what the deal is.
All right, well, you know what? Stay quiet, and we're going to call him right now and find out what the deal is.
Hello.
Hi, Vince.
Yep. Who's this?
Okay, Vince, my name is Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa.
I'm kind of on my way to work here. I don't really have time.
Okay, please, just like we can explain this to you. So we got your phone number from somebody, and they...
I'm not buying. I don't need to buy. I'm on the way out.
Wow.
Don't hang up. I'm just going to say Kathleen told us to call you.
What?
That got his attention.
Yeah, now you're listening, right?
Okay, I'm listening. Who the hell is this?
Okay, calm down.
Yeah. Kathleen told us to call you because you've been blowing her off for the past couple days.
Okay. Well, what do you want to know?
Why?
Yeah, we want to know why you've been blowing her off. She wants she'd like to continue the relationship.
Did Mike put you up to this? What is this?
Who's Mike?
That is Kathleen's brother, who I've known forever, and it's a little weird. Did he put you up to this?
No, Kathleen put us up to this. She gave us your number because she said that you've been blowing her out for the past couple days.
That's nice. Okay.
Yes. So what's the deal?
All right. Well, you know that Snapchat filter thing where it makes your face look like a girl and the girl looks like the guy, you know, the gender reverse, whatever the hell it's called.
Oh,
you
know, we know that filter very well.
It made me look like a beautiful woman.
Filter. Yeah. I look great. But she sort of, you know, honestly, if we even just kissing or going at it, it just really, she looks like her brother, you know?
And are you kidding me right now, Ben?
Hold on.
Wait a second.
Wait. Kathleen's on the phone, Vince.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
sorry.
That's
the reason.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Kathleen, stop. I'm going to put Kathleen on mute because I want Vince to finish the story. She looked that much like her brother that all of a sudden, like, you couldn't even get, like...
Well, you know, she looked enough like her brother. It was really weird. And you know, and then the worst part was after she made this picture, which was, you know, goofy and supposed to be funny between us, of course, she went and put it on Instagram for her friends and everyone else. And then Mike starts seeing it, and he has been giving me shit ever since. He's been taking her face and putting it on, like, a naked dude's body and, like, hey, bro, you're going after this one next. Here's my brother you never met. You want to f*** him, too? You know, stuff like that.
Okay, now
looks
I'm going
like to... your brother.
Yeah. Okay, well, now, Vince, get ready because I'm taking Kathleen off of mute. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi. Yeah.
So... Vince thinks that, you know, you joking around saying that you look like your brother. Now he, like, can't picture anything but your brother.
I'm sorry. I just think that this is so ridiculous. It's a filter. Everyone is doing it. Filter.
Probably it's ridiculous you gave them my number, too, to talk about this. But, yes, everyone's doing it, but you don't need to post it online for every human to see.
It's funny.
You're on your phone all the time. It's nuts.
It's funny. I posted it because it's funny. God, yeah. I cannot believe this is the reason.
It's not funny in my head at like 3 in the morning with a few drinks in me. You know what I mean? It's really creepy. You're a nice girl, okay? And I really like your brother. He's an awesome guy. I've known him forever. Love him. He's great. I don't want to f*** him, okay? That's what it comes down to. That's what it feels like when we're doing it. So unless you get some stuff done to your face or something, I don't know. I think it's probably over.
Wow. So wow.
Is that a no to another date, Vince? Just checking.
Hell yes, it's no to another date.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and agree with that too.
Fine, I'll see you around at, like, you know, Christmas time.
All right, Vince. That's really unfortunate.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
For the first time ever, you're going to hear someone say, "I don't hate you. I just hate." Everything around you. Listen to the Second Date Update with the Get Up Crew mañana, 8:10, Hot 969.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.